Judgments by men and women based on laws created by men and women are made every day. They are not eternal judgments or laws, as eternal means forever or without end. And the judgments and laws created by men and women are contrived by politics, religions, ideals, opinions, and money. And when politics, religions, ideals, and opinions change, or the source of the funding, so do the judgments and laws. Those who create and enforce them profess impartiality and even justice, but in reality administer with hypocrisy or for financial gain. This is true all over the world, whether the government is secular or religious, for they all belong to Satan, who possesses the power of them. However, God, His judgments and laws are true, just, caring, and eternal. Speaking by His prophet Isaiah, God imparts some very basic knowledge concerning what is eternal. And in the book of Isaiah, chapter 57, verse 15, "For thus says the high and lofty one that inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit. I revive the spirit of the humble, and I revive the heart of the contrite ones." God has made himself, his judgments and laws known from the beginning of the creation of mankind. Throughout the ages, he has spoken through the voice of angels, chosen prophets, and in these last days, his Son Jesus, revealing he is the eternal God, the Lord, the creator of the heavens and of the earth, declaring he is without beginning. He has no end. His understanding is infinite. He is not weak nor grows weary. His eternal power and divinity are understood by the things he has created, making it known that the existence of the universe, the earth, and its inhabitants are only temporary. All things that can be seen with the eyes have an end, because they are not eternal. God is the high and lofty one that inhabits what is eternal. He dwells with those of a humble and contrite heart. God asked the proud nation builders of the earth two questions, which Isaiah the prophet recorded. And in his book, chapter 66, verses 1 and 2, "Thus says the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you build to me? And where is the place of my rest? For all those things has my hand made, and all those things have been, says the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is humble and of a contrite spirit, and trembles at my word." God's great power and judgments. It is he that created and expanded the universe. It is he that devised and shaped the earth and all the things it provides. And it is he that gives breath and spirit to the people that walk upon it. Many great empires were built by nations, such as the Egyptians or the Romans. But what remains of these great ancient empires are only crumbling structures. Could any one of them have built a great and eternal dwelling place for God? In today's world, great amounts of money and labor are expended to build nations and empires also. Are the proud nation builders of today's world building that which is eternal? The universe is God's throne, and the earth is his footstool. God gave to his faithful servant Moses principle and eternal judgments, which he recorded in a book of the Bible called Genesis. And in the book of Genesis, chapter 4, verses 3 through 7. "And in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering to the Lord. And Abel also brought of the firstling of his flock and the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect to Abel and to his offering, but to Cain and to his offering the Lord had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said to Cain, Why are you wroth? And why is your countenance fallen? If you do well, shall you not be accepted? And if you do not well, sin lies at the door. These fundamental judgments God had recorded for all to learn and are most essential to understand. It is not mankind who judges what is acceptable to God, but rather it is God who judges what is acceptable for mankind. And refusing to learn and do what is right and good is considered sin or a breaking of God's laws. Cain rejected God's judgments and chose to murder his brother Abel because his thoughts and deeds were evil. These judgments and laws of God told to Cain, the son of Adam, still remain valid thousands of years after they were spoken because they are eternal. If you do good, shall you not be accepted? And if you do not good, sin lies at the door. God, again speaking by his prophet Isaiah, makes known that it is his thoughts and ways which are most excellent. And in the book of Isaiah, 55th chapter, verses 7 through 9, Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Shall any man or woman teach God knowledge? God's thoughts and ways are his judgments and laws. He has given them to impart wisdom and also to light the way to life eternal. God's thoughts and ways are only good and not evil. In a world filled with hatred, murder, lies, filthiness, and all manner of wickedness, it is obvious the thoughts and ways of the world's inhabitants are evil and not good. Having eyes opened in the Garden of Eden, mankind became as God, knowing there is both good and evil, resulting in the responsibility to learn to choose good and not evil. For God also removed the tree of life from the Garden of Eden at that time, and to regain life and immortality requires abandoning rebellious and sinful ways. Would it not be wise then to carefully learn God's ways and thoughts? Consider when God's laws and judgments are no longer available to be heard. There will then be no way to regain life eternal. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord. Through his prophet Isaiah, God disclosed his sorrow for those refusing to hear his living words. And in Isaiah, again in the 55th chapter, verses 1 through 4, Alas, everyone that thirsts, come you to the waters, and he that has no money, come you, buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not? Listen diligently to me, and eat you that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. God's laws and judgments, his ways and thoughts can heal and satisfy the soul. What should be understood about them is they are the guide to life eternal. This temporal place called earth was not created to be eternal, and no one will make it a better place. But God has prepared a better world and an eternal habitation for those who hear and obey him. God's living words are contained in the most unique book ever written. It is called the Bible. He began having his laws and judgments recorded for mankind's learning almost 4,000 years ago. The last of what he had recorded was completed nearly 2,000 years ago. What is written in the Bible did not come by the will of any man. Holy prophets chosen by God spoke what was given to them by His Holy Spirit. In these last days, God gave His Son Jesus the gospel message, which was recorded by His chosen apostles. There is not another book on the face of this earth that can claim the Bible's age, inspiration, and authority. Why do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not? Listen diligently to me, says the Lord God. Please take the time to study and examine His words.